You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following the general election here in Aotearoa a week or so ago, there unsurprisingly has been discussion about what is going to happen next. This thought is in terms of what the new government will look like, how Labor will choose to lead, but also what the National Party is going to have to do to engage its voter base again after the large wave of support for the left we saw this election. Peter Dunn is a past New Zealand MP and leader of the United Future Party. He believes that just being the anti-Labour Party won't work for the National Party anymore. I wanted to speak to Peter about whether the National Party is anti-Labour and what will work for the National Party going forward. The election has shown a widespread swing towards support for the Labour Party. Where has the National Party gone wrong?
Well, I think this is the historical culmination of the fact that really, since its establishment, National has stood for very little else than being anti-Labour. So I think that just being anti-Labour wasn't enough this election. People were looking for some sort of a positive and clear message, and they didn't get it. And they contrasted that with Labour and gave them their votes accordingly.
Why has the National Party been focused on being anti-Labour as part of its historical political stance, and also particularly this campaign as well?
Well, if you go right back, the way it was formed, it was the bringing together of elements in the New Zealand political system, and firstly in the 1930s and even earlier than that, that were essentially anti-progressive votes in the days, and then more latterly anti the Labour Party, which was so dominant in the 1930s. And that served National quite well. It's been able to pick those things of Labour's agenda, like social security, and even in the last government, working for families, etc., KiwiSaver, but it liked and kept them, and tinker around the edges. It's had remarkable organisation and remarkable people. But I think in the end, time's caught up with them. That's not enough anymore. People are looking for some vision and for some clear statements of principle. They didn't see them from National. They saw them, I think, in Labour and in their interpretation of its leadership over COVID. And as a consequence, they switched their votes accordingly.
You said that about, you know, the National Party being very organised and having very organised people, and it's always felt like, I can imagine, to its voters and also to most of New Zealand, it feels like a very strong force to be reckoned with. But this year we've seen quite a substantial falling out and a bit of a shambles around the National Party. Do you think there's a particular reason that this has happened now? Is it a sign of the times, or is there something going on within the National Party itself?
I think there's three factors. I think one is a sign of the times in terms of just people's expectation of politics today and delivery. I think the circumstances of this campaign, but I think the biggest factor that has brought all of this to a head has been the response to COVID-19. This was a completely unforeseen situation. No one quite knew how it was going to play out. In the event, they opted for the stability and certainty that the Labour Party was seen to be providing rather than taking a risk. And I think this has all brought it to a crunch for National. It's not going to win again just by being against the government. It's got to stand for something. And as a consequence, it's now got 3 years to work out what it is it stands for, how it promotes that message to the public, and how it gains their support. If it doesn't do that, it will be in opposition for a very long time.
And I suppose that comes from, with Labour being in government over the last coalition government, having to deal with COVID-19 and it going somewhat well, the control and management of the virus in New Zealand, that being anti that happening is not necessarily inspiring to voters in New Zealand.
I think that's right. And you've only got to look across the Tasman. It's very interesting to look at the latest polls in Victoria, which has been going through a similar situation, where the approval for the government has gone through the roof and the approval of the opposition has dropped through the floor. So in times of crisis, what we see is that people crave certainty and they crave stability. And anyone who's seen to be rocking the boat or questioning the status quo, it would appear, is not going to do well. Now, if you think back over the last few months, while National has made some constructive criticisms, most of the time it's appeared negative. I think that's what people turned against, and because it wasn't sort of offering anything else, that just was its total disaster at election time.
So how can the National Party move forward to engage a large voter basis again to help it move out of being in opposition for quite some time?
Well, I think it's got to just think about what it stands for. you know, it's been remarkably successful, as I say. It's won 16 of the last 25 elections by being anti-Labor, but just moderating things around the edges. But clearly in an environment where you've got ACT out to its right, staking out some ground of principle, it's not enough for National just to be the sort of, well, we're against them, but we like this bit type party. So it's got to work out exactly what it means to be a modern progressive conservative type party, what stakes in the ground it needs to put out there, and how it develops its policies accordingly. It's pretty difficult today, if you look at the National Party, to understand clearly what their core principles are, and I think that's what people found lacking at election time. And if they don't address that, then no matter how good their people or their organisation or their, if you like, goodwill in the future, it's not going to be enough to turn voters' minds.
And just finally, do you think that there is a fear of conservatism in this time with the pandemic that has played into National's defeat and also will play into how National rebrands itself as a conservative party in New Zealand?
I don't think there's a fear of conservatism as such. I think what National got caught with was basically not being seen to have any real ideas. It was critical of what Labor was doing, but then if you listen very closely to them, they'd have essentially done nothing different. And I think that's what caught them out. What they've got to do for the future is stake out some ground that's pretty clearly theirs, that says these are the four or five key things we stand for that we would do in government and that we want your support for. Don't do that. They risk ACT grabbing that ground to their right. They risk Labor encroaching further from their left, and they just look in. They just risk looking high and dry. So I think they've got 3 years now to figure out what message they want to give to voters this time 3 years hence, so that people actually know clearly what a vote for National means. Otherwise, I think we'll see a repeat of what we saw last Saturday.
That was Peter Dunn, former MP and leader of the United Future Party, speaking a little bit about the future for the National Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.